Hey, hey, welcome back to the Yay for Business podcast with me, Courtney Schall. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about picking the right goal for the quarter, right? We're specifically talking about quarter two of 2025. That's when this episode is coming out. But the content that I'm going to share with you in this episode applies to any quarter and really any amount of time that you're setting a goal for. I want you to consider really going in on quarterly goals for an array of reasons, and I can share more with you about that. I've talked about the quarterly goal setting a lot in the last few episodes. This is actually part four of a four-part series that I'm doing this month on what I call your time puzzle, which is all about reconciling time and the choices you're making about the work that you're focusing on to make sure that you're actually making real progress towards hitting your biggest goals and living a life that is truly the one that you desire. I am feeling so fired up about this topic. I was doing some thinking and journaling and voice memos on this yesterday. It was Monday, and I don't work on Mondays. I watch my son, and he was sleeping in the car, and I was doing a little voice memo because I didn't have anything to write with. And I was like, okay, why am I so passionate about this topic of, like, really what boils down to really dull concepts that we're all sick of hearing about, like productivity and time management and goal setting, right? And I'm like, that is what I'm talking about, but it's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about it. It's such a deeper, different level than I see other people talking about, and that, like, I've had to implement exactly what I'm telling you all about in these episodes, right? And it comes down to this conditioning we all have to just keep ourselves busy and check off to-do lists and work, you know, doing stuff, right? Like, whatever it is. And that there are those things that we're doing aren't, we don't know why we're doing those things. Someone told us to be on Instagram. We took a course that told us to do this, but we never really stopped and went, where am I trying to go? And what's the most efficient route to get there that's going to be the most fun for me, that's doing it in a way that I really love? Because the journey is the destination. And that's a whole nother concept that we need to unpack in a later episode. But again, it's like, where am I trying to go and how do I get there? We never stop to do that. The closest that we come is at the New Year time, where we all hopefully take at least a few days, hopefully a couple weeks off. And it actually allows our brains to get away from work enough that we can think about what we're doing next in a bigger picture, long-term way. Some of us go on retreats, we go to conferences, whatever, where we might do some of this work, but we just kind of like go back into it. And even some of our yearly goal setting, a lot of us don't do it. A lot of us have goal setting trauma from setting goals we thought we wanted and then not hitting them and then feeling like a failure and all of that, right? And then we're like, where are our goals even coming from? How are we picking our goals? Are we picking goals that we want? How do you know if you actually want a goal, first of all, right? Like, how do you know this is the goal that you want? And how do you know what the reasonable goal to set is for the quarter? We're going to talk about a lot of these concepts today. I'm going to talk about this so much more at the quarterly planning workshop that I'm hosting on March 19th to actually walk you through planning using my method for Q2. So go over to courtneyschall.com/quarter to register for that free 2-hour workshop where we are going to do the actual planning. It's not going to be a webinar. I am going to tell you about how you can continue to work with me on this and stuff, but like, it's an actual workshop where I'm going to walk you through. I'm going to give you my the actual goal tracker, quarterly goal tracker that I use for myself and also with my clients. So make sure to sign up for that if you haven't already. Now, one funny thing I want to share before I get into the content is this is going to be a shorter episode, not because I planned it that way, though that's fine too. Short episodes are great. But because going back to part one here on, I talked about how I'm planning my week in 2025 and my time puzzle and time blocking and all of that. Well, today is Tuesday, and I have time blocked on Tuesday afternoon to record the weekly podcast episode that goes out on Wednesday. And I was invited to potentially do some co-working at a coffee shop later this afternoon, which is when I had on my calendar to record this episode. And I really want to do that. I feel like that's something I kind of need today. It sounds fun for me. And so I was going to do it this morning from 10 to 11. I had a call from 9 to 10 with my virtual assistant, my ops assistant, that went long. It ended up going a half an hour past, and I have a client call in 10 minutes that I need to be on. So I'm dedicated to getting this podcast out because that is part of my weekly commitment, which I'm going to talk to you about at the live training, the quarterly planning workshop. I have to get it done fast. So it means the episode has to be shorter. That's just me facing the realities of time. So instead of going, oh, I really want more time to do this, like I don't have more time to do this, I want to go to the coffee shop later, I'm accepting reality and I'm making it shorter. So ironically, I'm taking time out of the episode to tell you about that, but it really gets at the heart of what I feel like we should have learned growing up. We should have learned in about time management that we didn't. Okay, so picking the right goals. How do we pick the right goals for any period of time, but specifically for a quarter? Now, the first thing I want to talk to you about, and this is the first thing that we're going to talk about in the quarterly planning process, is vision. And that is almost a dirty word to so many entrepreneurs and was to me for a very long time until maybe a few months ago, honestly, like until very recently. And I was just on a client call last week where my client said to me, we realize that she's not following through on her plans. And I'm like, we need, like, let's get at the heart of why. And it's not because you're lazy and you, like, it's never that. Okay. It's, that's too boring. That's too, like, that doesn't help. Like we can't do anything about that. So what is it? And what we realized is the goal that she had set for the quarter, it wasn't a goal that she was really connected to. And so I started talking about vision, and she said, well, I know I've heard myself say a million times, and what I know you might be thinking is, I don't have a vision for my business. I don't like dream at night about this like business I'm going to have in 10 years and what that's going to look like. And I said, so she said, I don't have a vision. And I said, I bet you do. In fact, I guarantee you do. It's just that what we've been taught a vision should look like is not how vision comes up for most of us. And I'm going to be honest, women, right? The goal setting processes that men teach and do don't work for the women that I work with anyway, or for me. And what I want to say to you listening is you do have a vision. You have a vision for something. Whether it's the home you picture yourself living in the future, or the family dynamic you're picturing, or if you have kids, like what you really want for your kids, a trip you envision yourself taking, a lifestyle, whatever it is, it might have nothing to do with business. And that's okay. That's where what we need to start with. And this is what I told my client. We need to start with what vision you actually do have and work with that instead of trying to come up with a vision that feels like more like it's checking the boxes of a business vision that you don't actually care about, because then you're going to pick a revenue goal that you don't actually care about because you don't care about the money. That's the truth. You care about what the money represents, what freedoms and experiences and lifestyle and living, you know, environment and whatever is what it represents. And what we have to do is start with what is true for you. I've had the same vision for the home I'm going to live in with my family for more than 10 years. Yeah, I could never come up with a vision for my business, right? Until kind of recently. And now I feel like I have a bit more of that. But my big why isn't having a business. It's much more about the life that I'm trying to build and some of the work that I'm trying to do. So we want to start with what you do have visions around. Maybe it is work related. Maybe you have visions of speaking on stages or being a published author or hosting workshops or retreats. Maybe it's a booked client calendar and you just want to work one-on-one with clients. You know, some people might have that, right? What is true? What do you see? I see an office just surrounded by books. Like that's what I've always seen, is just like this very book forward office, just very professory looking office. And so that's what we really want to start with. And some things I want you to consider doing as you do that, as I'm being mindful of the time here, is that like you have to allow yourself to want and desire things and be careful and mindful and try to cultivate awareness around when you're stopping yourself around that's not possible or how would I do that, or like getting into all these mechanics that are preventing you from just expressing the desire purely. We have to stay, when we're envisioning, in the vision realm, all right? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to be 3 years old and I'm going to keep asking you why. So if you say, I want this, I'm going to go, why? Why do you want that? And what you're going to see is that if I ask why enough times, you're going to get to a feeling that you want to feel, right? With anything you want, right? And it's, the thing is great, right? I'm not going to tell you not to want the material things, that like want the material. I want you to want more material things. I actually think that's healing for us. But ultimately, we want those things because of a feeling we feel like it's going to give us. So what I want you to then focus on is cultivating that feeling, all right? I know I'm not in the realm of business goals yet, but this stuff is more important because this is the foundation and everything else stems from this. So if you only do this part, that's fantastic, all right? You can do some visualizations. You can, I like to do one. I did this at the CEO retreat we hosted in 2023, of like a hallway, and every door in the hallway represents an area of your life and like what you see there. There's probably visualizations that you can like listen to on Spotify or podcasts or, you know, YouTube, whatever, to help you with this, because it's great to get into a little bit more of a slower brainwave state so that you are more in that dreamy land. Because if we're in this, I think it's like high beta waves of our brain, we're into like practical get shit done anxiety mode. We need to slow things down to be able to access those other parts of our brain. Okay. So the other thing tip I want to give you on this is like 10X everything. Take something you come up with and 10X it bigger, 10X it smaller, and see how that influences how you feel about it. If you're having a hard time kind of figuring out where the sweet spot is, and write it all down, write down what comes up for you. I do this constantly. I have a note in my notes app. It's called 25-year vision. And even just this morning I was reading it and there were things I wanted to add to it. So it's just a playground. It's a place to have fun. I have 5 minutes until I have to get on a call. So let's talk about how your business fits in. What we're going to do, and we're going to do this at the workshop, is we're going to reverse engineer your vision. And we're going to start to put some timelines on it of what feels right to you, okay? And I'm going to use a lot of feeling words here as we take us from this vision land into this goal setting, practical, implementing, which is like, then we're going to like, you know, it's going to kind of seem like we're getting out of the feeling words, but the feeling stuff is the foundation. It's the most important. So I like my 25-year vision because, and I got this concept from Dan Sullivan, who's amazing, famous business coach. It gives you a big enough timeline that you could go kind of crazy. Like, I want it to be the biggest version of what I actually want, because then I kind of see, okay, that might actually be doable much sooner, but I don't have that pressure and anxiety about it because it's a 25-year vision, right? So it's not about I have to know what I want in 25 years. It's about let me allow myself to dream a little bit bigger and be more open to that envisioning energy so that I can do it from a place of playfulness and not like I have to make it happen in a short amount of time, even though some of these things are like way easy to do in a shorter amount of time. Then what we're going to do is start to get to, okay, like what might the revenue have to be at that point in time for your business in order for you to pay yourself the salary that you need in order to have that lifestyle? I'm going to show you my calculator that I use for that at the quarterly planning workshop. And then we're going to get into, okay, so if this is the salary that I need and this is the business revenue that I need, like, again, these are big sweeping generalizations, right? And we're talking, oh, I don't know, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, like whatever is that timeline feels good to your vision, then what we're going to start doing is going, okay, well, if I make the timeline a bit shorter than that, where would I need to be? We're going to start creating some milestones for getting there, right? So that we can start walking ourselves closer. And we're going to do that until we get to a quarterly goal. Now, here's what's so magical about a quarterly goal. A quarterly goal is absolutely magical because I feel like, and I'm really fascinated about this space where we pull things from the land of in our head and imagination into reality. And I think anything longer than a quarter, it's too hard to pull into reality. 6 months, a year, it feels so far away. I know in both of my pregnancies, 9 months, it's like, if you talk to a woman in the first trimester of her pregnancy about the third trimester, she can't talk to you about it. Like she's a different person, right? But then you have the second trimester. Okay, now I'm talking about different topics. Now I get to the third trimester. So this 90-day timeline, it seems to be true in some of these other aspects too. Like I said, in a pregnancy, it's where something is actually going from imagination to reality in that time frame. That's like what we're shooting for here, is what is the amount that would push me beyond what maybe I know I can do, but doesn't scare me so much that I'm just going to shut down and not do it, right? So that's really what we're looking for. And what I want you to have is a revenue number. I want you to walk away from the workshop we're doing on March 19th with a goal revenue number for quarter two, Q2 of 2025. And I want you to know why you have that goal, why it's the next step for you to make your vision that you actually care about a reality. And we'll talk about, there's so much more here. I like have 1 minute. I like want to make sure that I'm giving you like as much as I possibly can. But every single topic I've talked about today is like a whole side conversation that, you know, if you decide that ultimately you want to work with me in the brand new program that I'm launching to take you through this quarterly process, all of that's going to go in there. But the first step really is to start dreaming up, what is that goal that you have for yourself for quarter two? Start with the big vision, start with the end. Let's start with the end and move backwards and just go with what you already know to be true, what you already know that you care about. Don't force decisions on things that don't matter to you. All right, I'm going to leave it there for today because it is 10:59 and I'm going to go get on my client call. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I can't wait to share more with you next week. I'm not going to reveal next week's podcast episode title yet because I don't have it in front of me and I can't remember what it is, but I know that it's going to pick up off of exactly where we've landed today. Make sure to go register for the quarterly planning workshop happening on March 19th. I hope to see you there. And until then, let's hang out on Instagram. Come send me a DM. Let me know if you had any good takeaways from this episode, what you thought of the time puzzle series in general. I've loved it. It's changed my life. I can't wait to tell you more about that. And I will talk to you next time.